גגים השובן לרמיה וגג יחידי לרבון. The parish guy has a picture over here. We have here Summit's picture 29. We have Gagin Hashovim L'Rameya. That's the house on the left. We have more than one house over there. According to Rameya, all the Gagin are one Rishus. And then you have a Gag Yechidi L'Rabono, one house. Gagin Hashovin L'Rameya V'Gag Yechidi L'Rabono. Rav Omar Muta L'Taltul B'Kuloi. Rav says you're allowed to be metaltul on top of all the Gagin. Ushmul Omar Ein Metaltulin Boy Elo B'Dalet. And Shmuel says you only can be metaltul B'Dalet Amos. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Gagin Hashovin. What does Gagin Hashovin means? That they have the same height. She'ein bohen gag govoya mechaveiro yasoret. V'yesh harbe smuchin yachad. You have a lot of Gagin, one next to the other, the same height. L'rameya, v'mash v'ilu kulo chodo rishuse, v'loy osri yadodi. Or v'gag yechidi l'rabonon, she'ein oi somuch l'acherem, afilo rabonon leko de leiser olei. So now we have in these two cases, what is the halacha? So Rav had said that one is permitted to be metaltul bikuloi. Shmuel Omar ain metaltul boy elo bedalit. Can only be metaltul dalidamas. In fact, Rashi, how could Shmuel say such a thing? V'hod kama Rameya rishus achasein. Rameya says that all the Gagin is one Rishus, so it would seem you're permitted to be metaltal from one Gag to the other Gag. You're allowed to be metaltal on all the Gagin. So Rashi says, no, you're allowed to be metaltal from one Gag to another Gag. Letaltal beis ameis boze, u beis ameis boze. That will be the taich of Rishus achasein. It's not muchach that you're allowed to be metaltal more than daladamis on all these Gagin. Betamayu the Rav Ushmul Mefarsha Oslo. What the Machlokes is, the Gemara is going to explain. Frek the Gemara Kashe the Rav Aderav. We have a stira in Rav. What is the stira? The Omar Rav Lael Begagin Hashovin L'Rabonon the Osri Yadodi. We learned before that Rav said, Gagin Hashovin L'Rabonon the Osri Yadodi, that one Gag asks on the other, each one is considered Poretz B'Milui L'Mokim Osolo. Alme Loyoma Gud Asik Mechitzesh Shebeineim Liyis Mevdolis. So you don't say Gud Asik. The Svar of Rav was, because it's a Mechitzesh, ain't any carriage, you don't say Gud Asik. Zek de Gemara chenan me begagin hashoven l'rameyam. I thought you had a lot of gagin. Hey, nami dahai loy osara chavre. Even though one gag doesn't ask on the other gag, according to Rameya, you don't need good ask. The chodar ishus emashvilohu. It's considered one larger ishus. Miyu b'nei rishus haramim. Ha'ivrim lifneyim. Ulachreim, ulitzide hachitzaynais, amai loy osri olai. So let us look at picture 28. So the Gemara's kasha was that the bnei rishus harabim, ha'oivrim lifneihem, that by the aleph, ulachreim is the base with the arrow, and the gimel is, so the Bnei Rishus HaRabim should ask them, Amai loy oschi alayu, holeka mechitzeis legagin. There are no mechitzeis legagin. Now why aren't there mechitzeis legagin? So let us just see Tosfos for 1 second. Kasha derava derav. So Taisa says, the Salke Daitach de Beloy Minker Mechitza Eire. It is speaking about that the Mechitza Achitzoine is not Niker. די מינקר מחיצט לאי הוי שמול אי מה מטלטלן בי אלו בארבע. סער כוח אוכי שמול סער שכן בי מטלטל בארבע, so means it's not ניקר מחיצס, it's a סטירה אין שמול אוסו, בקו שמול אוסו מחיצס שאין אין ניקר אס, אס שמול מחיצס, that's besides the point. אבל קופונים, די גמורה הלד נא לאי מינקר מחיצט, let us look at picture 30 on page 197. The Salke Daitach, the Beloiminke Mechitza Eirin, then it brings down a Loshen HaRitve, Beritve Kosov, Neusnen Besoif HaGag, HaYoytze Loshus HaRabim, Kisei HaBoilet, Kein Gagn Shal Rofim Shal Ronu, Chiyagavne Mechitza She'enam Nikoresein. So the Gemara was under the impression that all these Gagin, even though there is no problem whatsoever, that they should that it should be a sibbe lesser internally, that means according to Rameh it's all one big reshus. Nagag yechidi zicha one reshus. So there's no sibbe that one should ask on the other, but the Gemara asked, but since they do not have a mechitze that is separating them from the bnei reshus harab, so the bnei reshus harabim that are over should make this for a kalmelis. That is the Gemara's kasha. Nachamol, amay lo yosr alayu, bnei rishus ha-rabim ha-oivrim lifneyem ul-achreyem ul-tzidei achitzoynis. Now we see from Rashi, the kasha is not the rishus ha-rabim mitzad atzmoy should asa, because the Rishus HaRabim is, L'chayre, the Rishus HaRabim is still Yud, L'mayla me'yud is amokim p'tur. But somehow, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, which are over, they should aser and make it a kamel. We have to know exactly how this works, but without a psamachitze, the Bnei, Eisefam Rashi Meister, a klorezach, that without a mechitze, it still wouldn't become a kamelis, if there wouldn't be bnei reshus harabim iveres lifnei malachayim. But since there are bnei reshus harabim, which are over, so that makes that the gag, which does not have a mechitze, that's mavdalit between the reshus harabim, that should make it for a kamelis. We have to understand the oimek advarim. Number two, we have to understand why Rashi is so marich b'nei reshus harab moiveres lifneyem ulachreyem ulatzidei achitoynes. Rashi was marich mefaret, I walk in the lifneyem ulachreyem. Rashi had to make in three sides he have b'nei reshus harab. And because of these three sides, I don't know if it's bedavke, it's oyoy or or Davke, since they're the oiva on all three sides, that's why it should become a kalmus. Haleke mechitzes legagim, u mechitzes tachtoynes, omar rab, doloi mahanilu. As Taisvi says, because it's ein en ikeres. Vechein begag yechidi lerabon, litzer olai b'nei reshus harabim, de b'nei reshus harabim shrasa, and here Rashi says, vachatzeirois, now here Rashi says that the chotzer should also ask the chatzere shesvi voiso, should also make that it should not be a reshus hayochid, and it should be get a din kamlus. Again, we have to understand exactly how this works. Anyway, that was the Gemara's kasha and rav. He says the Gemara held that there's no mechitzes hanikoris, which are makiv the gages mibachutz, na mavdol the gages from the bnei reshus harabim from the chotzer. So therefore, it should have a halacha of a kamelis. And for the Gemara, hosam loy minkere mechitzte, hoche minkere mechitzte. Zogt Rashi, aval hoche mechitzes minkeren, the kamrinen. No, Mishani Hosom, Ben Gag, Le Gag, Le Mrine, Godasik, the Le Minkere Mechitzte. There, where did we have a member of Rav? that you don't say good asik, that was Bengag Legag, Shehain Mechusis Begag. Hilkech even the Omru Rabbonon Yesh Chilek Rishuya Islam Haila. So there, according to the Rabbonon said that each Gag is a Bazunder Rishus. But good asik nami bichihani lo yomru. There you don't say good asik, because it's leminker mechitzes, are in prutzen kolach lo shusa sura loim. Lefichach also letalto boy. Therefore, not permitted to be metalto on any of the gags. That's what Rab said on Daf Peites. Avol hoche mechitzes minkere. Here, the outside mechitzes is not the way we had in picture 30. It's speaking about that is Yonika the Mechitzes Achitzain. It's become reasonable good asik. Hilka. So therefore, the Ramei, the Mashvulukhoder issues, leke the Leisa. So there's no reason to ask her. The Mechitzes Achitzain is Islu, Vavukulu, Kechad, Gag, it's one long Gag, Mukif Mechitzes. Behen Gag Yechidil Rabona. Hochi gasinen hosom loy minkere mechitzta, hoche minkere mechitzta. So now we know the svara of Rav. Frag de gemore kashe de shmuel ad de shmuel. Aber shmuel is ich schwer. What is the svara of shmuel? Why does shmuel hold that you can only be metalto in the only daladamis? According to Rameya, By Gag and Ashoven, according to the Rabbona, by one Gag. And for the Gemara, Hosom loy havi yesom ibeisosoy. Shmuel, that was matter, according to the Rabbona, by many Gagin. Then you say good asik between each Gag, because each Gag is a bezunder rishus. So you don't have an area that is more than a beisosoy. Hoche, but here we are speaking about, according to Rameir, that it's considered one big reshus. According to the Rabbona, we're speaking about Gag Yechidi, Hoche, Ave Yoisemi Beisosoy. So the whole Gag is Yoisemi Beisosoy. Vahani Mechitzes, I let us say Gurasik. That is true, you will say Gurasik. Vahani Mechitzes, Lamata Avidit. Lamaila Loyavidit. The Mechitzes that were built l'tzayrech dire, that amakif l'dire, that's l'mata v'idem. They were made for the dire l'mata. So l'mata it's called hukif l'dire. But l'mayla, the lomdeshe mechitzes, the godasik teke mechitzes, it's not called yevehekif l'dire l'mayla. The dire was only l'mata. V'ahavi, therefore it is kikalfif yeser mi beis asoy. So the gag l'mayla is a kafif, that is yes, beisa soim shle hukav ledire. Chol kafif yoisem beisa soim shle hukav ledire metautlo in boi elo bedalat. Zok rash. Hosom leke yoisem beisa soim. Even the Israeli Shmuel good asik before Shmuel said that Yelatim metautlo on each gag. Since Shmuel holds good asik, af b'mechitzoi shebentayim, af opishainam nikorim. So there, you don't have beis asayim, because between each gag, there's a mechitz of good asik. Upluktayu kamayse, the first machloikis between Rav and Shmuel was a libe da rabonani. The mashvu lechol chad rishusa bampei nafshe. According to the chachomim, each gag is a bazunder rishus. Havi kol gag vegag mukif bifnei atzmai. So therefore, since it's a bezunder rishus, we consider like it's mukif bifnei atzmai. Ubechol chodo on each gag leke yoisemi beis asoyim, there's not more than a beis asoyim. So memele, therefore, according to Shmuel, you're permitted to be metaltol on each gag. Avol hoche. But our case that they're going according to Ramei, or a gag yechidi, according to Rabbanim, hoch de pligi, libe de Ramei, de mashru le kulu kechan. According to Ramei, all the gages are considered one large rishus. The kulani torin be mechitza is chitzaynes, no then become muta be mechitza is chitzaynes. Yesh kan yoisa mi beisa soyim, so all together we have more than a beisa soyim. The heck if zed the good asik, ay, it is mukif with lomdish and mechitzes of good asik, ain't a heck of ledir. Da'ai, da'anach mechitza shalmata, afo pisha nasa ladira, even though the mechitza shalmata, which were nasa ladira, lamata avida. They were only made lamata lodo, bachalolon lamata, vle ladiris gag. These mechitzas were not made for the diris gag. Hilkach ki maskin elohu, so even we'll bring up the mechitzas, ave mukiv yaisen beisesayim shleukiv ladira. The gag yichidil rabbon and ami bidike tvei mi beis, so I'm dumi the gag in hashov and l'rameya. And it seems this is the machloikes, Rav Shmuel. A Shmuel holds, since the mechitzes, atachtoines, were hukif ledire, and we say good asik, so we consider that the mechitzes were schlepping up the mechitzes atachtoines, and they were mechitzes that were made the dira, so we considered that the dira shalamayla was also considered hukif ladira al tadin of gurasik, and that is the machloikis Rav Shmuel. Now, before we go further, let us see, we have skipped this nekude in Taisvist af peitesam et beis. Taisvist af peitesam et beis, it had a pilpul, a gag, with mechitza she'enam nikoris, what aloche does the gag have? So let us just go for a few minutes back to Taisus Tafeites Amid Beit. It is Emerson, the first Taisus, in the middle of the first Taisus, it says in parentheses, Shabbos Taf Tzadik Tes, it is right the line before the Gimel of the Bach, in Taisus. Terashi Pirish Nami Lekamo, so Taisus before said a whole shtik teirem, that if the mechitzes are not nikar, so there's a teira, it's called pemilui lekamalis. Verashi pirish nami lekamon amas nisen. No, that's one raya, and let's go a little further down. V'chein b'shmaiten gabi gagin ha'shovin l'rameya t'porich kosher derav aderav. Perish b'kuntres, what's kosher derav aderav? Perish b'kuntres the last leg good asik. Rav doesn't hold of good asik, the more the Amina held, it's not mechitzes nikoris. Ochinami begagin ha'shovin l'ramei. Hey, the loy osa kol chad achad ve'achabrei d'chod rishus ma'ashvilum. Miu, b'nei rishus ha'rav mo'ibram lefnei malachreim al-tzida chitzoyna, amai loy osre elayu. Oleka mechitza l'gag. So Taisus brought down Shitas Rashi, from Rashi you see klom, does not have a mechitza on Nikeres, it gets a Teres Kamalis, because of the B'nai Rishus Harav. Now let us go a little further. Miu bi Rishalmi Mashme, the Leichoshiv Kamalis. That a gag that does not have a mechitza, a lamdisha mechitza surrounding it, is not called a Kamalis. V'hochi Isa Hosam, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Zizin Ksolim, Shohoyu Gvoyim Yud, Ruchovim Dalit. Let's speak about zizin. Zizin means you have something that is jutting out from a kaisel. That's the gavoya yud. It's yud tvachim from the ground, and it's chokim dalit. Mutarin kan v'kan. So the bnei rishus harabim are permitted to put a chayfet on the zizin. The bnei rishus hayochid are permitted to put a chayfet on the zizin. B'vad shelo yachle. But they should not take from the rishus harabim on the ziz to the rishus hayochid. Mashmid the choshev lohu mokim ptu. So you see that if you have something that is 10 tvachim high from the ground, it's dalet al dalet, it doesn't have mechitzit, so the Yerushalmi says it's a mokim ptu. Mashmid the choshev lohu mokim ptu, midishori livnei reshus harabim, reshus hayochid. Yes. So the Yerushalmi holds it's a mokim ptu. Now, so according to the Yerushalmi, we have to understand, so this old svara of Rashi, since b'nei rishus rabim, ha'ivrim, lefneim, achayim, it's gonish mit gonish, it's a mokim ptu. So now we have to understand, according to the Yerushalmi, so what is kasha derav aderav? What's the kasha on Rav? Why, according to Rav, did the Gemara ask, he says, there's no mechitzes. The Gemara held it's mechitzes she'inam nikol. So it's no mechitzes, so it's a mokim ptu. So what is the problem? So Taisvis further says as follows. Ahad Parich. This is around a little further down. Ahad Parich Kasha Derab Adarab. So what is the Kasha according to the Yerushalmi? Lav Mishum Derishus Arabim Oiseres Kedeperish Pekunter. Not because a Rishus Arabim Asr. The Lo'ilom Ein Rishus Arabim Oiseres Lamaila Meyut. Since this is Lamaila Meyut, the Rishus Arabim doesn't Asr. This is Amokim too. Elom Mishum De Yoda Shape Dairi Biyasami Beiso Soim Kedemasr. No, the Gemara asked, but it's more than a beis asoyim. So if it's more than a beis asoyim, you don't have any mechitzes. So memelus of the kasha was, so why is it mutter to be metalt? Aye, if the Gemara knew that it's more than a beis asoyim, so what's the kasha on Shmuel White's also? Because we can pause Shmuel, we shouldn't say, nira loy loy medani mechitzes lamay loy avidim lahava mukif ledir. The Gemara held, since you say good asik, so lamaisa should be considered mukif ladira also. So of kaponim, so Taisis makes an akimta that the Gemara already knew in the Havamina that it is speaking about yesami beis osoyim. The Gemara asked Akasha if it's yesami beis osoyim. So, and there's no mechitis, because it's a mechitis shein any keres, so the Gemara asks, so why is it muta loit rav? So the chidushi beis meyer ala shas on this taisvis asks, he doesn't understand what taisvis is saying. He says like this: the whole aloche of yesa mi beis asoyin that is not mukif ledire. So that means that you lose your toiras mechitze. So, it's like, you lost your mechitze. Since it's not mukif ledire, and it's yes, and mebeis osoyim, so memele, you lose the chshivis of the mechitze. So without a mechitze, gets it in calmness. But lemailo mi yud, that toisvis holds. I feel that there's no mechitzes. So it's a mokim ptu. So he asks the kasha, so if it is a mokim ptu, so what's gave me on, it's yes, and mebeis osoyim. Where do you find the chasorim of yesami beis asayim and amokim ptu? Yesami beis asayim, you only lose the chshivis of the mechitze. So that is only if without the mechitze would be a kalmelis, some emelis, so it's like hook of ladira, so it's fighter a kalmelis. But if it's amokim ptu, since it's kavoya miyud, so what's the chesorim of yesami beis asayim? The beis meya blibes by a tzorchi. The Chazaynish also asks the Kashe, so the Chazaynish says as follows, this is the Lashon of the Chazaynish. Even the Chazaynish, Tachsach Mir, means like this. Somehow, Taisvis, let us try to understand the Svar of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi held, if you have something L'mayla Miyut, it is Mugdal from the Hilach HaRabim, L'mayla Miyut, so, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't have Mechitzes, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So, it's a Mokim Ptur. There's no reason to make it anything besides a Mokim Ptur, so it is a Mokim Ptur. That is the Svara of the Yerushalmi. So he says, even though it doesn't have Mechitzes. So he says, but it's moved from the Rishus HaRabim. So Mamelos, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Kamal. So all the time, yesami beis asoyim, when you have mechitzes, so einoch hanami, the mechitzes can't make it a rishus hayochid, because it's not mukif ledire, and yesami beis asoyim. But why can't the mechitzes make it a mokim ptu? That means, why are mechitzes that are makif, yesami beis, this is also muvdul from the hilach harab. What is the difference if it's yutvachim high and it's moved off from the hilach haram and gets a din of a mokim ptu? It doesn't get a din of a rishus hayochid because you don't have mechitzes. So why, yes, the mi beis asayim, it doesn't get a din of a mokim ptu? Amadu elayim rinan del avi mokim ptu, kivin shul cholok be mechitzes yut. Tzakochach, you have to say, v'taime de l'rav shitchoi, since it's such a tremendous shetach, loy minker besoichoi shehu mukif. So when you're standing inside, you don't see that it's mugdal from anything else. So memele, loy mahani nami goive, lemechashvoi lachloik mirashiyois de lemailo. Lelemata. Al kaponim, the Chazon Ish says, that if this svara, since it's muvdal, works by yesa mi beisa soyim, by lemaila miyud, so it should work by lemata miyud also, that the mechitza should also make it a mokim too. And if the mechitza is there, can make it a mokim too, so memela, so the goyva yud also can't make it a mokim too if it's yoisem mi beisa soyim. Amal kaponim, these are the two mahalchim in Taisvis. If a gag that doesn't have mechitzes, if it's a kalmelis or a mokim too, so we have here a mekayir in the Gemara and the shaila. Matters how you learn pshat in the shaila according to Rav. According to Rashi, the shaila was it should be a kalmelis because bnei rishus harabim oivrim. And according to Taisvis, the whole kasha was that it should have a locha of a karfev since it's yesam mi beis asoyim. The Gemara already knew that it was yesam mi beis asoyim. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Itma. Sfine. We have a boat. And here we're speaking about a boat. We'll see that is yesam mi beis asoy. Rav omar muta letaltul bekula. Rav says, you're allowed to be metaltul in the whole boat. Shmuel omar ein metaltul in bo elo bedalet. You're only allowed to be metaltul daladamas. Rav omar muta letaltul bekula. Rasi Rashi muta letaltul bekula. Vafilu yeshna yesam mi beis asoy. Duhukif ledirahu. Because it's mukif ledira, so it's yesami beisu, same that's considered mukif ledira. Ta'ike mechitzte, there are mechitzes, and it's mukif ledira. Shmuel omar, ein metalton bo elo ba'arba amayis. Mechitzes labriach mayim asuyois. So the Ritva says a svore that in Tzicha has a teires mechitzes, but when you need mechitzes chashuvois, Mimukif ledire, so here, this svara of lavriach, mayim asuyois, is megareya the chshivis of the mechitzes, and it's not considered mukif ledire. Lavriach mayim, voloy ledire. So memele, it's called mechitzes, but it doesn't have a loche of mechitzes, what are mukif ledire. Oma lei ravchia bar Yosef lishmul. Hilchese kevoseich, or hilchese kerat. Omalei hilchese kerat. That means he was chayzer, and he holds lemaise that a svine does have a locha of mukif ledire. Oma, that's one memre of Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Another memre, Oma Rav Gidol, Oma Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Omoy derat. Sheim kofo al piyo. If he turned the svina upside down, that's picture 31. If he turned the svina upside down, she'ein metaltlin bo elo ba'arba ames. Then, Rav is moidi can only be metaltl on the bottom part of the which is now on top, is he going to be metaltl taladavis. Frek de gemore kofo lemai. Why did he turn this ship upside down? Ilayma loder tachteho. He wants to make it a dire. So memele, that we have already an automatic dire. By turning it upside down, we have a dire underneath. So memele, if we have a dire underneath, so by turning it upside down, that's called hukif ledire. He made it hukif ledire. So memele, so if it's hukif ledire, so according to Rav, we should say good asik. So memele, so the top should also be mutal letaltal bekula. Ilayma loder tachteo maishno migag yechidi. Just like a gag yechidi, that's yesa mi beis asoy. So Rav holds his mutter letalta bekula, because good asik makes it mukav ledira filo lamayla. So here also good asik should make it mukav ledira lamayla. And for the Gemara, Elo shekofol zoifso. He turned it upside down. He wants to put pitch and tar on the bottom to make it waterproof. So there was no intent whatsoever. No one's going to live on the bottom. So it's not called hukif ladiris. It's not called hukif ladiris. I'm a meila. So the meila, since it's yes, I'm a beis or so, I'm not allowed to be metalt. Zot Rashi. Moide Rav, shim kof al pio, v'goy vo yoysa mi asor. E metalt lembo, elo baalp. Maish na migag yichidi. Tom Arab, afilu l'rabona mutala talta bekula falu yoysa mi beis or so. The kim de mechitzis ladira nasu. Aval pi shaloi ladiris mailo. So even though it was not made for the diris mailo. Kimrine buhu godasik. Havik ekev ladira. Even though they were made lamata, but als godasik we have mukif mechitzis to a mukif ladira and we slept them up. Organamik, even the kofolo, the kviyoso, zuiasi, as mechitzo, so ladiris maton. So by turning it upside down, it's considered, I'm creating mechitzis ladiris maton. Is kiyamit bugodasik avekev ladire. And for the Gemara, that what Rav said, that he's moidik, not only metalto, but aladamish, a kofol is dofso. Shebito mechitzeiseo mitoires dire. The Einon Oimdeis calls man Kfiyoso. Faker, by turning it upside down, it's not Oimed Ladira now. Loi Ladiris Mailon, Beloi Ladiris Mata. No one's going to live on top, no one's going to live on the bottom. Behavik Omed Baalme. Vechi Amrit Vogodasika Vehekev Yoisim Ibeis Osoim Shleihukev Ladire Vekalmosi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Ashi Masni lo asmine. Zogt Rashi, Masni lo hoda Rav Chiya ba Yosef. This got up in Rav Acha b'rei d'rov, Masni lo achsada. So what is this speaking about? We have here two memories of Rav Chiya ba Yosef. The first memory of Rav Chiya ba Yosef, that Rav Chiya ba Yosef asked Shmuel halacha kemi, and Shmuel said halacha kerab. So now we have here a machloikis, what this, the shaila and the shtuva was set on. So Rabashi learned Masli lo asvine. The shaila was, an asvine, is asvine considered mukif ledire? And that Shmuel said, aloche kerap, it's considered mukif ledire. Rav Ache berei derove, Masli lo achsadre. We're going to soon bring down this machloikis in an achsadre between Rav and Shmuel. And in this machloikis, Rav Chiya ba Yosef asked Shmuel halacha kemi, and in this machloikis, Shmuel said halacha kerab. The itma. Now, where's the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel by achsadre? The itma. Achsadre bebike. You have an achsadre bebike. According to Rashi, an achsadre is, let us see, Achsadre bebike. Zek Rashi is like, Habike karmelis, kedamrinim biyitzis ha-shabes. Vachsadre zu, prutso midalet ruchaisel. Vachsadre, according to Rashi, there are no walls whatsoever. It's like a chuppe. Vo'oimet kiruyo, and the roof of this achsadre al dalet yesedis, the roof is standing on four poles. V'noisnin dalet Kairos miyesed liyesed. So first you put four poles going vertically, and then you attach these four poles by dalet kairos, four poles which are going horizontally. Valehem, and on these poles which are going, this frame, you made now a frame, is mesadrin on the sorim. Now you mesadre boards on top of the frame. V'oison ha-kairis, the kairis which are going horizontally, that the roof is built on top of them, kori pi tikre. This is called the pair of the tikre. V'hai denokat bike. So why did he speak about that he made an achsadre bebike, mishum de be'ir, כוסיף יולבן אכסד רבי עיר, סתם אכסד רויס, מוכויס, להקיף בייס איכוצה. תניר הבייס איכוצה, ויקה מחיצה אחס או שתיים, סייבונה תו מחיצה סרבלי תדס אכסד. And then umoidish mulosam the metaltum kidamrina lekama. That's picture 32. That's tamach sadra beir. You usually have a mechitzas chotz, a mechitzas bayit. So kaponim, in such a case, Shmuel will also be moida, you'll say, pitikra. That's why the Gemara said, ach sadra bebikra. So the Gemara says, so now let's the itmar sadra bebike rav omar muta letaltol bekula ushmul omar im etaltol ba'el abal rav omar muta taltol bekula mrinem pitikra yoyret besoysim so according to Rashi rav holds you say pitikra no daladuches ushmul omar im etaltol ba'el ba'arba lemrinem pitikra yoyret besoysim there's a locha bekamos period. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the machlokes of Rav Shmuel. If you say good asig by mechitzos she'einam nikores, frag the Gemara. The Rav alibe de Rameya. Rav said, according to Rameya, that one that if he had gagosh shovin, so according to Rameya, is metaltel bekula. You're allowed to be metalto on all the gagas. It's considered, even though it's yesami beis hasoyim, but if you have mechitzas hanikores, so memele, it is in this machlokes Rav Shmuel, it's called hukif ledira, it's not called hukif ledira, so Rav said alibi de Rameya, that it's called hukif ledira. If it's yesami beis hasoyim, like the Gemara, so this considered Okav Ledir, and it's considered the Rishus Hayochid. As Alibe the Ramei Litautali Migag Lechotzo. So why does Rameya hold? You are not permitted to be Metalto Migag Lechotzo. Lechayre, this is an emissary Rishus Hayochid, that's Okav Ledir. So both of them are Rishus Hayochid. So why can you be Metalto Migag Lechotzo? And for the Gemara, Gzeirem Yishum, the Rav Yitzchak Baravdim. We had before, and the Afeitesa Medalat, Rav Yitzchak Baravdim, he said that if you have an Omud, a Gzeirem Yishum Omud Boshus Harab, if you have two Rishuyis together, one is Lamaila Meyud in another Rishus, so they were Goyzi, not allowed to be Metalto from one to the other, Gzeirem Yishum Omud Boshus Harab, and Omud is Rishus Hayochid. So just like they asked to be metalto from in one reshus, if you'll in a reshus hayochid, if you have an omud in a reshus hayochid, you're not allowed to metalto from the chotzer to the omud. Gzeirem ishum tel b'shus haram. So who adin? If you have a gag in a chotzer, also you're not permitted to be metalto from the gag to the chotzer. Now let us see Rashi. Sokt Rashi, v'rav alibe de Rav Meir, ki even the oma begagin hashovin metaltolin bekulo. Since Rav holds according to Rav Meir, begagin hashovin metaltolin bekulo, alma, even though it's yesami beisosayim lav kalmalis ninu. So therefore, the taltol migag lechotzo. So therefore, it should be permitted to be metaltol migag lechotzo. And who says nitazoi? Aloma amrina lekamo ledivrei rameya gagin rishus laatzmon chatzeres rishus laatzmon. That means they metaltolin migag lechotzo. Period. Now the Gemara had asked the kasha. Rav, now this is Rashi going to make here a cheshbon. The Gemara is meyudik meduyik. Rav alibe de Ramei. Rashi is that the only kash, according to Shmuel, according to the Rabbonon. There's no kash, the only Rav alibe de Ramei. So it's Rashi, I say. Valibe de Rabbonon. Now let's make a cheshbon. Rav alibe de Rabbonon. Begag yechidi. That Rav also said that it's metaltul bekuloi. So let's ask according to the Rabbonon. Like a mifrichel el rab litaltel minayla chotza. The rabbonah noch en nami shari. The loch is taka like that. You're allowed to be metaltel from a gagla chotza. Tomrina le kamon, le divrei chachomim, gagin vechatzeiris, rishus achas. It's considered one rishus. And metaltel mi gag yechidi, le chotza shal rabbim she yesh le rishus po. Allowed to be metaltel from a gag to a chotza. Period. So Memela, therefore, when the Gemara asked on Rab, the Gemara only asked according to Rameya, because Rameya says, Klo, Gagin Rishus Latzman, Chatzeris Rishus Latzman, he can't be metalto mi Gag Lachos. Why did the Gemara only ask according to Rab? So Trashi Vaita, Ulishmur, Leimotzi Le Mifrach, Alibe de Rameya, Letalto mi Gag Lachos. Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Gagin Hashavon L'Rameya, Kamlas Mashfili. Shmuel holds that since it's one big Rishus, so it's called a Kamlas. L'fikach emet altamem l'chotzel sholab. L'abba Rishus ha-yochit, l'afilu lo yirbo. Ha-chotzel sholab ma'afilu lo yirbo. Al-kaponim estil adin abba Rishus ha-yochit. Or kaimalom emesach eshav zepekim lehei vikeli de metaltalin bekula. You're allowed to be metaltal bekula achotzel shel rabim shelo yirvu. So kelim sheshav subem you metaltal bekula. So you see that Chazal did not give achotzel shelo yirvu Hashem kamalis. So memele, so according to Rab Meir, the kasha finds sich nishto. Let's ask a kasha according to Rameya. According to Shmuel, why can you be metaltal? From a gag to a chotzer, so according to Shmuel, a poshet the teretz. A gag is not mukif ledira, so it's a karmelis. And not a metaltal daladamis. A chotzer, a fil a chotzer shleirbu, is a chotzer shleirbu, is a din rishus ayochit. So you can't take from a gag to a chotzer. Vahod Omar Lekamon Ledivrei Chachomim Gagin Vechatzeres Rishus Achas. Now how do we understand this according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel, Lachayre the Gag is a din of the Gag is a din of a calf of Shlokov Ledire. So how you lati me talto to Achotze? Zekhtachtais Veshmuel Muki Lo Begag Bein Agagin. And this is speaking about take the gag bein agagin. The Shmuel, the Islaik, Fakert, they're separate gagin. If they are separate gagin, so then, according to each gag is a reshus bifnei atzma. So then you say good asik. The Shmuel, the Islaik, good asik, v'mechitze shebeinei. Lech lecho lecho, yoisa mi beis osoyim. So according to the Chachomim, so each gag is an entity bifnei atzma. Because it's a reshus b'fnei atzmai, so I consider that each gag is mukif mechitzitz. So memeila, so you don't have area that shows me beis asoy. Inami begag yechidi, according to the rabbonim, a gag yechidi like a yes me beis asoy. Bashminen af al gag, the gag le rabbonim. So what's the chiddush? So what is the chiddush? If it's not a beis asoyim. So what is the chiddush that you're permitted to be metalto from a gag lechotza according to the rabbonon? So the chiddush is vashmin enough al gav the gag le rabbonon l'reshus miyuchedes. It belongs to one person. The chotza hu reshus shutves and the chotza is a reshus mishutefes. So theoretically, I'm taking out from a private rishus to a public rishus, betaltonim. So that is the chiddush of the rabbonon according to Shmuel. The legozo rabbonon mershus ayochi lishus shutvim ela bebatim kigoy mibayis lechotzer obar agag v'dinaser. So therefore, so Rashi made nafsa hol chashbit. According to Shmuel, the Gemara does not ask according to Rameya why you can take from a gag to a chotzer, because according to Shmuel, a gag is a karfev shlokev ledire, and the chotzer is a reshus hayochet.
But the kasha was according to Rav. According to Rav, it is also Rishus HaYochid, because it's considered Hukif Ledire, so Memele, so why can you take to a Chotzah? So the Gemara answered Mishum de Rav Yitzchok, Bereish Pirkin, Zeire Mishum Teil, Bershus HaRav. Took the Gemara weiter. So that was the first kasha. Now we're going to ask a second kasha. Ushmul Alibe de Rabbonim. According to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that it's not considered mukif ledire alibe de rabbonon nitalpul migag lekarfe. Let us see. Ushmuel alibe de rabbonon migag yechidi yoisa mi beis osoyim. If you have a gag yechidi, kivin the omar, since Shmuel holds the high good asik lehavi hekif ledire v'kalmusi, so the gag has a shem kalmus. It's like a kalf of shluk of ledire letalto mine lekalf of yais mi beis osayim shtei amis beze beis amis beze. And there's a knitazoi alam amrine lekamon ledivrei chachomim gagin vechatzeres l'shusachas. The kafifa is rishusachas. They metalpul mehem lekafas. So memele, so according to the rabbonon, why can't you be metalpul? It's mamish the same. It's not considered hukif ledire. Both are yesam ibeis osoyim. Both are akamulis. So why can't you be metalpul from a gag lekafas? So this the Gemara asked. Pigagim, Yoiser, Mibes, Osoyim, Okimno, Gzeira, Mishum, Tel, Bishus, Arab. We said already a third. According to Rab Meir, we have a different problem. You can't take from a Gag, you can't take from a Gag to a Chotza, you can't take from a Gag to a Kalfit, also Gzeira, Mishum, Tel, Bishus, Arab. So therefore, when the Gemara asked Akasha and Shmuel, the Gemara only asked according to Shmuel Alibe de Rabbon. Now, why didn't the Gemara ask this Kasha according to Rav? So Kasha is like, Ula Rav nami Alibe de Rabbon aleka lemifre, la Rav gag yechidi yois mi beis osayim rishus hayochid mashvole. Rav holds it as Hashem rishus hayochid. It's not called loy hukif ledir, it's called hukif ledir. Begagin ashov and l'rav alibi d'rav meyer. The muta letalto bekulon. Okay. So memele is also rishus hayochin. That's why you can't take. Begagin ashov and l'rav alibi d'rav meyer. The muta letalto bekulon lekel amifrech. Letalto minayi lekafet poches misosoyim. Let's ask a different question. Why can't you be metaltal? The gag is aloche of hukif ledire. So why can't you be metaltal from the gag to a kaf of poches mitbeis asoim? Both of them have a shem rishus ayochid. The gag because it's hukif ledire. The kaf of poches mitbeis asoim because it's poches mitbeis asoim. She says, according to Rameya, it's zeire mishum tel. So, the zeire. Ule rabbonon. Now, let's go according to the Rabbonon. According to Rav. Ula Rabbonon, migag yechidi alibi de Rav, de mashvil rishus ayochid. Nami lepechin el taltum ne lekaf of pochis me beis osoim. Let's ask this kasha. According to the Rabbonon, that's clear. According to the Rabbonon, you can't be metalto from a gag to a kalf. So yes, nami beis osoim, say pochis me beis osoim. So yes, the mibeis osoim, the kasha finds itself stamnet on loy terav, because the gag is a rishus hayochid, and the kalf of yes, the mibeis osoim is a kamalus. Frek tachrashi, but let us ask the kasha. According to Rav, alibi de rabbonon, let us be permitted to be metalto from a gag, yes, the mibeis osoim, which is a loch of hukif ledira, which is a rishus hayochid, a kalf of poches mibeis osoim, which is also a rishus hayochid. One kash. Tasha number two, v'chein miko chotzel l'kafe. Let's ask another kasha. Why can't you be metalto from a chotzel l'kafe? Bein l'rameya, bein l'rabonon. Stam me by pochus me beis hosoi. And the Rashi, now anu chilek. Mishum, when both of them are reshus ayochid, mishum de kafe cholok me chotzel. Because a kalfif is different in shimush, a new now she comes in with a new svara. The kalfif choluk michotze. The kalfif muktze letashmish einei toda. It's only oimet for a tashmish einei toda. Avul chotze vigagin shove tashmisha. It's shove tashmisha. So memele. So therefore, from a chotzer to gag, you could be metalpo. But from a chotzer to a kalfif, on both are reshus ayochid. So since it's muktzel letash mishen etodo, so it's that gufe, the oifen hashimush, that there's different shimushim in a gag and chotzer than a kalfif, that gufe makes it for two reshus. Let's ask another question. The mashul rabbi bayu kalmulis. Gagin hashoven according to the rabbonon. So Rav holds that they call the kalmulis because Rav says you don't say good asik. And therefore, it's called poros b'milui. So each gag is poros b'milui to the other gag. It's a metalton by yellow daladamis. So each gag is a kamala. So let's ask the same kasha that the Gemara is asking on Shmuel. He should be metalto according to Rameya from a gag, gag in Ashoven, which is a kamala of lehukif ledire to a kalfif lehukif ledire. Yes, me based so him. Let's ask the same kasha according to Rav, alibi de Rabona. It's according to him, it's also a kalmulis. The mashul Rav alibi a kalmulis. The talta minayu le kalf of yoyis me based so him. The trashi, the af al gav, the mashul Rav kalmulis, mibnei sheplutzim zeloze. Hani mili lahachme. It only has a shame kalmulis lahachme. Lesser till full shall collect vechet be yoisem idal. Abole mashvele kamel is gomel le hokel. The talto mitoichen le kamel is gemuk. I mean, the emison, it's a reshus ayochid. Emison is a reshus ayochid. It's mukye from mechitzis on all four sides. A kuponim around all the gagis. Now, internally, there's a problem because it's poretz b'milui. So it's reshus ayochid that's poretz b'milui. So therefore, we had a svara in Taisus before, with an Erev, everything would be mutter. So Mamele, that's not considered an emes kamelis. Avalei mashvalei kamelis gemura lohokel letalpul mitoichon lekamelis gemur. Period. Now, Rashi says, where do we see this svara? That from not a kamelis gemura, you're not allowed to be metalpul to a kamelis gemur. Rashi, the Moran Le'el, the Gabi Gag, Ben Hagagin Le'rav. The Gemara said before, that was Bemison, the Shaila of Rami Bachome. Rami Bachome cleared the Shaila, Gag, Ben Hagagin Le'rav. If you're allowed to, be metalto, Ananach Sadre, the Moran Le'el, the Gabi Gag, Ben Hagagin Le'rav. The also letalta mimenu, lechuba lachsadre, inalat metalta, tachuba lachsadre. The aval gardish name asum letalta, betoich mele, bedaladamis. Even though both have a shame kamelis, mikomakam hoyu, the ein rishusayu doimis. The gag chozi ledire tvei mechuba lachsadre. It's more chosi ladir. This is more a reshus ayochi. So therefore, so you're not allowed to letalta mimenu lechul bevachsad. Bechoshkein, so be meilis, Bechoshkein noch, de gag chosel adirat fein mikal. Now, Rashi, just at a yesod, Rashi said that according to the Rabbono, that if you have gagin ha-shoven, which the loch is ein metalpun b'cholecha b'echem miyam elu b'daladamas. So that is not an emes akamalis. And Rashi brings a raya from that which you're not allowed to be metalpun from a gag to an achsadr and to a chub. So the mele koshkein, hoche, you're not to be metalpun from a gag to a kav. Avol Shmuel, the mashvi gag yechidi kamalis goma, according to Shmuel, a gag yechidi is a kamus goma because it has to be based on time shall kill the dira, there is based on time upachim. That's why the Gemara only has the kasha according to Shmuel. Now, Lachair, it's very interesting, the kav the kasha and I found Baruch Hashem, the Chazanish is Moira, but he doesn't seem to say a teret. Rashi brought a raya here that if you have a gag that is also letalful besoichoi, because it's parts from milui the lamokim also, that is not a real kamalist, and you're not allowed to be metalful to an achsadre, and to a chulbe, and a koshke, and to a kalf. So Rashi farupt sich on the Gemara Nomad Aleph. Now, the Gemara Nomad Aleph, number one, the Gemara never was poishet to Shaila, number one. It was a Shaila of Rami Bar Chomeh. Rami Bar Chomeh cleared the Shaila, and the Shaila there, Rashi says, it was a Psegor and Andere Shaila in Gansen. The Shaila was, do I consider it a different Rishus, even though there's no Diyorim? The Gemara cleared the Shaila, from one Gag to another Gag, is called, you're not allowed to metal to from one Gag to another Gag, because it's two Rishuyis. But from a Gag to Achsad, it's Chodah Rishus. So Rashi says, "Ano medal of afal pisha einam shalish echad, ein bem chilek rishusa." Afilu the rabbi, ledom lishnei gagim dosa mikediyayim lamata bishneim. So just like this a chilek rishuyis lamata, so this a chilek rishuyis lamaylo. Hashem came by echsadr and echube. There's no chilek rishuyis lamata. So memele. So the gemara klada shaila is the gemara had a shaila a gag to an echsadr. Is it similar to a gag to a gag? Perhaps it's better than a gag to a gag, because a gag to a gag, the schilek reshuya is lamato, so who are then, the schilek reshuya is lamailo, masha'in came by achsadre and chul, but there's no schilek reshuya is lamato. Oy dilme, or the gemol klar the shayla, even the migag le gag also, you know, the reason it's also is not because the lamato makes it a schilek reshuya is. Tamay the rabbon, mishim the kopti ashini bailamu. You look at the lamaila alone. The one gag to another gag is two baila. The gag laksadra nami. So Rashi and Omed Aleph explained the shaila of the Gemorips. It was a shaila in Shini Rishuyais. Is it called? Because of Shini Baila. Because of Shini Baila. That was the shaila. The Shini Baila of the Achsadra create an Issa to be metalta from the gag to the Achsadra? Like a shini bailam of two gagin, or not. That was the shail of the Gemara. And here, all of a sudden, Rashi took a psanander revolt. Rashi says, because this is more of a karmelist than this. Rashi goes with a different mahalach. So, basin with the chazainishin, simon kovdala, doista zain, I think is moira this. It's not clear, I think it lies by tzorchin, yes, kashabu. Proponim, that's what Rashi says over here. Al Kolponim, Rashi went through this whole Ariches to be Miyashiv, the Loshen of the Gemara, why the Gemara only asked according to Shmuel Alibim the Rabbon. So Nachmo, that was the Kash. According to Shmuel Alibim the Rabbonon, so just like the Gag is Aloche of a Kalfev Shleihukev Ledire, so you should be able to be talpa from a gag to a calf. Oma rove bar ule gzeire shemo yifchas agag. So let us look in picture 33 on 198. Shemo yifchas agag. Maybe the gag, which is now Yesami Beisa Soyim, maybe it will become Nifchas, will become a Beisa Soyim. So that means if you're going to be metaltal from, you're going to be mugal to be metaltal from this gag to a kalfiv, to a kalfiv, because here in the picture is a gag and here's a kalfiv, you might end up by being a mishul. You have to know the lifespan of a gag is, they only insure them for 5 years. So more than 5 years already, there's no, you can't be insured that this gag will remain gag. So maybe a chelik will be nifchas. After a chelik will be nifchas, so then it'll become, so maybe you'll have left over, will only be a gag that is a base or soim. So then it is, even though it's not hukif ladir, it's a reshus hayochit. So memele, so therefore they answer to be metaltal from a gag yechidi to a kaf. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, gzeire shem yifrochis a gag. V'yechoser mi base or soim. V'yikzeru gam es habayis lemidis hagag milamato. So then they're going to go and make the mechitzas habayis should be equal to the midis hagag. The yitnu a mechitzah keneged tzvas hagag, the hashteleke yoser mi beisa soim, pavar rishus hayochit. Now this Rashi, I didn't understand. It seems from Rashi, the only way the gag becomes a reshus hayochid is when they make that the house, they build up that the house should be equivalent to the gag. Rashi macht a ganze meise do. That they're going, the yiktzeru games habayis lamidus hagag. They're gonna make renovations in the house. So I don't understand why you have to say this. And if they wouldn't be mekatzerit, weiss this from Rashi, since the gag is porot to the bias, I don't understand, but the bias is sicher not a kalfa, because the bias is hukav ladira. I don't understand why Rashi has to say this. But Rashi adds this in. Rashi says that they're gonna make the equivalent to the svasagag. Now everything is poches mi now is a basis same, it's a yes basis same. The hash the leke yes mi basis same. I'm a reshus hayot. Vosel te tu mine lekaf of kimikoros. So in order to avoid this kilko, some emele, the therefore we asel migag lekafet, because a gag can sometimes end up becoming a reshus hayoch. Frekte gemore, so you tell me a psanu gzeire. Tell me a gzeire that even though the gag is now a kaf of shlehukef ledire, it's equivalent to another kaf. But since things don't last forever, so this gag might eventually become a reshus hayochit. So memele, therefore they asked it now. So yochi, mikafev lekafev nami lo yitalto. Dilme mifches v'osi litiltule. Maybe the kafev will also become nifches. Will also become nifches. So memele, it'll become less than a base of sign. Will become less than a base of sign. And memele, so she shouldn't be able to be metalto. And for the Gemara, imifches, minkere milse. Och imifches, loy minkere milse. Zot Rashi. Yochi mi kaf of yaisem mi beisus, and le kaf of yaisem beisus, and nami leile talto la filu besoich dala, dilme mifles chad minayu. Maybe one will get smaller. Bavrishus hayochen al yis, vossel tiltul kimikore, minei lechube, vahavi karmelis, maybe it'll become smaller, and you'll take it into a chube, which is a karmelis. So the Gemara, imifres lai, so the Gemara says like this, baya karfes imifres minkere mils, baya gag, imifres lai minkere mils, kivin deleke mechitzes ala gag, loy minkere milse, loy merze, ki pochis mi beis osoy.
since there are no mechitzes on the Gag, and you are judging the Gag without mechitzes, so you cannot realize that it became shorter now. Now it's a basis, less than a basis height. So Rashi says, Dovo she'ein loy mechitzoy, something that does not have mechitzes surrounding it, loy solik loy umdene shapir, so you can't shots up exactly the size. So people will still be under the impression it's more than a base or sign. That is a gag, shenifchas, male there for the asadit. If for some reason the kalfif became nifchas, so since the kalfif has mechitzes around it, so when you look at the kalfif, it'll hit you in the eye that this is an area that is a beis osayim. It's not yesem a beis osayim. So therefore, he won't carry from the kalfif into a chubah.